So let's review. The Gemara continues discussing the prohibition against consuming dam and cites a Mishnah Masechtas Chulin. Halev, kairei u'maitzei es damai, loy kairei eno ivrelav. In addition to salting, one must cut open the heart of the animal to drain its blood before eating it. However, if he did not do this, he's not liable for kares. Rav qualifies and says, loy shanu el belev oif. The Mishnah is ruling that he is not chayiv karas refers only to the heart of a bird because it does not contain a kezias of blood. But one is chayiv karas for consuming the heart of an animal because it does contain a kezias of blood. The Gemara challenges Rav from a brisa. Dama tchol, dama lev, dama klois, dama ivarm, hare elu b'leisase. Blood of the spleen, heart, kidneys, or other organs are included in the prohibition against consuming blood, and one is liable for malchus. Here we see that one is not liable for karas for consuming the blood of the heart. The Gemara answers with the following distinction. Ki ketani in chayav nalal al dam dilei. Ki kamarav da asalei ma'alma. One is not liable for karas for consuming the blood absorbed in the meat of the heart. Rather, it is like other dam ivarm, blood absorbed in other organs or meat, which is only a laf. But one is liable for karas for the blood collected in the heart cavity. The Gemara continues explaining the Mishnah's rulings. Dam hakazish haneshama yaitse bei chayav nalal. One is liable for consuming the blood from bloodletting that is dam hanefesh. Now, Rashi explains that during bloodletting, the blood comes out in several stages. B'tchila shachar, v'achakach yitzi adam, v'shtein b'shtisa b'loi kiluach b'rachak. At first, black blood and then red blood merely trickles out. V'achakach mekalech, and afterwards the red blood spurts out. V'soif kesh adam mismayit, shayisus v'yared b'samach, and then it slows down to a drip, which is referred to as dam atamsis. Accordingly, the Gemara explains, Zehu dam akazash anashama tluyibay. Which of these bloods is considered dam hanefesh? Rabbi Yechina Amar calls man shemekalech, only the blood that spurts out. From after the first black drops, all the red blood is considered dam hanefesh. Therefore, hikiz dam lebehema bekibul dam b'shnei kaisis. If someone let blood for an animal and collected its blood in two utensils, we assume that there's some of the spurting blood in the first cup, but the second cup contains only the red blood that trickled afterwards. Therefore, Shlakash Amar chayv shtechatois. Rish Lakish says one is liable for each utensil because all the red blood is considered dam hanefesh. But Rabbi Yechon holds that one is only liable for the first utensil because only the spurting blood is considered dam hanefesh. Another ruling. The Pasuk says, V'dam chalolim yishta, blood that comes out of a corpse and only after death, because chalolim refers to a corpse, accomplishes hechsher, making food with which it comes into contact susceptible to tumah, as do other liquids, because by using the term yishta, the Torah considers it a drink. And the Brice expounds, Prat l'dam kiluach, she'ena machshe es hazroim. This excludes the blood that spurts from the body because this is dam hanefesh which comes out during the death throes but does not come out after death. A Mishnah earlier said, Rabbi Yehuda mechayev b'dam atamsis. Rabbi Yehuda holds that one is liable for karas for consuming dam atamsis. And the Gemara makes the following distinction. Moed Rabbi Yehuda in kapara. Rabbi Yehuda agrees that regarding zrikas adam, sprinkling the blood of the karbanos on the mizbeach, only the dam hanefesh can be used because the pasuk says, ki adam hu banefesh shichaper. And so we expound, dam shanefesh yitzibay mechaper, tosheena nefesh yitzibay ina mechaper. Nevertheless, regarding the chi of karas for eating dam, Rabbi Yehuda mechayev b'dam atamsis, because another pasuk says, ve'ish, ish, asher yechol kol dam, v'charati ois mekarev hama. The word kol, all blood, includes dam chulim b'dam atamsis, unconsecrated blood and blood that the life does not depend on, and one is liable for them as well. Next Mishnah returns to the topic of Ashim Tali. One is uncertain whether he transgressed an averus sheyesh bo karas b'mezid v'chatas b'shogeg. He brings an Ashim Tali, and if he subsequently finds out that he did transgress, he then brings a karban chatas. Now, if one committed me'ila, inadvertently benefiting from hektish, he brings an asham me'ila, it's not a karban chatas. Therefore, the question arises, since one brings an asham, not a chatas for vada me'ila, does one bring an asham tali for safik me'ila? Zok the Mishnah. B'kiva mechayev al safik me'ila asham tali v'cham peitrin. B'kiva holds that for this prohibition as well, if one is unsure whether he committed me'ila, he brings an asham tali, but the cham hold these exempt. The Gemara explains that the Machlokes Rabbi Akiva Chacham is based on the following pasuk of Ashim Tali, which follows immediately after the parasha of Me'ila. The Nefesh Kisechata. Rabbi Akiva Savor Lemeidin Elyon Mitachten. Rabban Savor Ein Lemeidin Elyon Mitachten. Rabbi Akiva holds that we derive halachas of the prior pasuk from the subsequent pasuk. Therefore, Ashim Tali applies to Me'ila. While the Rabban hold, we do not derive halachas in this way. Therefore, Ashim Tali does not apply to Me'ila. However, the Gemara proves from another source that Kulam Lemeidin Elyon Mitachten. Everyone holds of this method. David the Gemara explains, Rabbanan Patri, the Gemiri mitzvahs mitzvahs michatas. Ma'al ha'alim davish ha'chayyam nazdei nekaris v'ashigagasei chatas. Avkosh ha'chayyam nazdei nekaris v'asveikei chatas v'ashigagasei ashim tali. Lafuka me'ila den chayyam nazdei nekaris. The Rabbanan expanding Zeir Shavah teaching us that one is only liable for Nashim Tali for a prohibition that carries the possible penalties of a Karas V'chatas. This excludes Me'ilah, for which one is not liable Karas V'chatas, but Misa B'dei Shemayim B'Ashim. I think Mark continues to explain that Rabbi Kiva agrees to this Gezer Shabbat, but he has another drasha. V'im nefesh, vav meisavel in yirishin, v'yilmand el yimetachtim. The vav connects the two topics, and therefore there is an Asham Tala from Eila. However, Rabban Savri Tachtin, who the gam me'elyin, la'asham bekesav shkolim. The Rabban used this drasha to learn a different halacha that an Asham Tala must cost 2 silver shekel, just like an Asham Me'ilas. Mishra continues, Amoid Rabbi Kiva, she'enim mevi es me'ilasai ad she'yizvadaloi she'yavi imay Asham Vavi. Kib agrees that he only pays for the Me'ila if he finds out for sure that he committed Me'ila. However, Amr Reb Tarfin, Mala Zeh Mevi Shtei Ashamis. Why should one bring an Asham Tali only to eventually bring an Asham Vavi? Rather, Ela Mevi Me'ila V'chaimsha. He immediately pays for the Me'ila plus an additional fifth. V'yave Asham B'shnei Slam V'yaymer. Em Vadim Alti Zu Me'ilasi V'zu Ashami. And he brings an Asham and he makes the following stipulation. If it's discovered that committed Me'ila, then there should be an Asham Me'ilas and the money should pay for the Me'ila. V'msafik Me'alti Hamayis Nadav V'asham Tali. And as the Gemara adds, "In besfeiko amid la'ilam, if it will never be ascertained that I committed me'ilah, then this should be an asham tali and the money a donation." And the Mishnah explains that he can do this because shemimin shehu maybe Allah hayda, maybe Allah hayda. The same animal, a ram, is brought for either asham. Mishnah continues, "Amli Rabbi Kiva, nirin dvar b'me'ilah mu'uta." This makes sense if the me'ilah was for a small amount. However, harisha yavi liyadi safik me'ilah b'me'yaman, or layafal leisha yavi asham b'shtei silam, or layavi safik me'ilah b'me'yamana. However, if the suffix is whether he committed me'ilah of a large sum of 100 mana, he's better off spending the additional 2 seller for an Asham Tali rather than needlessly paying the entire 100 mana right now. The Mishnah concludes, Moed Rabbi Kiva l'Reb Tarfin b'me'ilah mu'uta. Indeed, Rabbi Kiva agrees with Reb Tarfin regarding a small me'ilah. Migmor points out, Medivish neim nilmad, Asham Vadi le'boi yedi l'ketchila. Everyone agrees that one can bring an Asham Vadi even before he knows for certain that he's liable for it, and that is why this condition is effective.